We're back now with Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. Coach, welcome back to MSO. And before we even get started on anything, congratulations on a spectacular first half of the season.
Yeah, you know, we've come out of the gate pretty fast here. That's what we talked about, you know, having a fast start. And it's been good because we've been able to play a lot of teams that outside the conference, trying to get a feel of what's out there. And, you know, I think we're only going to be playing our third conference game on Saturday night versus Masco. So it's going to be nice to get back into conference play as well. But well, the kids have done well.
That's a huge game coming up. But I want to go back a couple of games and look a little bit back since the last time we talked. The last time we talked, Coach, you were talking about you wanted to get some offense going, more offense, I should say. And then you you piled up five goals on Triton, seven on Danvers, five more on Latin. So tell me a little bit more about how the offense has been clicking in that part of the season a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, it was, but we need more secondary scoring. I mean, we have obviously a dynamic first line. I think our second line can contribute pretty well. But, you know, we need some contributing scoring, some secondary scoring from our defense because you can't just depend on, you know, certain guys to get it done every night, because the nights they're not, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a war, and it's going to be all about defense, where I think if we're able to separate early or get, you know, get some timely goals, it certainly helps us, you know, from playing tooth and nail right down to the wire. So trying to get some early goals certainly helps, but it's been a little bit of a struggle lately. We're playing great defense. I mean, our goals against are tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Our goaltender's playing just phenomenal, Mike Donahue. But, you know, we need to... You know, I always say it's a game to three. If you can get to three, then you're going to give yourself a chance to win a hockey game. So our goal is to get to three. Anything after that is good because, you know, we usually, you know, get our goals against are usually around two. So it's a game of three for us. Anything more is gravy.
Dale, at Winthrop, I don't know, historically year in and year out, you have at least one or two guys who the other teams really have to key on. And, of course, Peter Silverman, everyone knows about him the last two or three years. What's it like now for your team to play against whatever team? I mean, you played Division I, you played Division II teams. To face them, knowing they're probably going to, I hate the word, use the word shadow, but they're going to key on Peter, aren't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. But, you know, he's really matured into a, you know, we have a lot of one-on-one talks. He's really matured since his freshman year. You know, the good players know they have to fight through that. It's part of the game. You can't lie on the ice looking for a call or put your arms up or any of that stuff, which he's really got away from. He knows he's going to be targeted. He plays through it. And, you know, it's my job to try to get him away from those matchups if possible. But he's, you know, he welcomes it. He's really turned into quite a competitor and a leader. So he's not fazed by it at all. But, yeah, I mean, that's what teams are going to do to you. That's what I would do to a team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just try to fight through it as much as you can. Try to change the matchups if you can. But at the same time, you know, we're blessed to have a player like Petey, and he's done a great job on and off the ice. And our team is collectively really a team that everybody's pulling in the same direction. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter who's getting it done.
Well, that's,
it's been fun.
That's typical of a Dale Dunbar coach team. Coach, we hear about in the pros about line matchups from home. You can change this, you can do that. What's it like in high school? Do you try to do that? Do you try to make mismatches on lines when you have the home ice advantage?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, playing against a team like Gloucester with Jewell and Cunningham, you know, I have to, if you can't get your line matchup, you got to make sure you have your two defensemen that can match up until you can get, you know, get them back out there. But matchups are very key. I mean, you know, I'll take advantage of it if I have an offensive zone face-off. and the other team has their third line out, I'm putting my first line out trying to get, you know, take advantage of that, and then come back with them hopefully to match up against their first line. So, you know, double shifting players to get away from matchups, or, you know, trying to get the, you know, a mismatch. It's all about posturing yourself, and if you can do it on home ice, it's easier, obviously, because you have the last change. But sometimes to get away from it on the road, you might have to mix up your lines a little bit, mm-hmm. or they have to adjust.
And what about playing two lines versus three lines in high school, Coach? It's got to be hard because of the limitation, you know, of numbers that you have and the changeover that you have.
Yeah, I play three lines consistent. I mean, if it gets late, you know, then obviously I'm down to two, or if we're in penalty problems. And that's the thing we talk about. Don't beat ourselves. You know, I'd love to roll three lines and 60, but if you get into penalty problems like we did against Gloucester, then that changes the whole dynamic, and now you're going to the same guys all the time, and, you know, that's where you get worn down. But we try to consistently play three. I feel bad that, you know, you can't get your fourth out there, but, you know, their time will come. But in 15-minute periods, there's so much ice that can go around.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, you got to get your minutes for your high-end guys, and you got to, you know, dissect those minutes up so they're quality minutes and you're not overtaxing your players.
Tell me about that Gloucester game, because that was a huge game. Gloucester was flying high at that time, and then we're going to go move forward from there. But it looks like the Gloucester game was very important for your guys.
Oh, absolutely. It always is. I mean, Gloucester, Winthrop always has been, you know, it's a shame it's not Saugus Winthrop anymore or Peabody Winthrop anymore like it used to be. But, you know, you still, Gloucester's always circled. I mean, it's just a tradition game, has been for many, many, many years. And, yeah, we got off to a fast start. We got up 4-0. You knew it wasn't going to end that way. And even Derek was talking about, you know, we'll probably play a one-goal hockey game again. But then we got into, you know, again, we got into beating ourselves. We took a couple of stupid penalties, let them back in, gave them some momentum, and, you know, we hung on to get an empty netter. But it was hard fought right down to the end, and it, you know, got chippy, and, you know, typical Winthrop Gloucester game.
Chippy, I love it. And I think I remember reading that Derek was very proud of his kids, even though they came up short, because they know, you know, how competitive your team is. Now, after the Swampscott game, I want to get to the most recent game, Coach. The I don't know how to even describe it, but for the kids to play at the Walter Brown at BU, tell me about that connection and what it means, because even freshmen right through seniors, they have to understand the legacy of playing at BU.
Yeah, and you know, you try to, you know, we take the kids over to a BU practice every year, Michael and I, at the new rink, and they get the...
Oh, wait a minute, excuse me, Michael who?
Ruzioni.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael who, yep. Well, Mike Ruzioni and I try to get the kids over. Actually, we got off the phone tonight talking about we got to pick a day here coming up because we're running out of time. And with the Bean Park coming up and the BCBU back-to-backs, it's, you know, we got to figure out a time to get the kids over there. But, mm-hmm. you know, I said to Michael in the summertime, I said, Mike, why don't we try to play Walter Brown, our old stomping ground, and get the kids, you know, excited about it. And he thought it was a great idea. So we called Lexington and asked them if they wanted to do their home game there, because it would be sort of halfway for everybody. And they were all about it. They were all for it. And I'll be honest with you, when I walked in, it was like, you know, it was kind of cool, because I was telling a couple of people, you know, you walk in and you can see yourself playing, you know, BCBU or RPI or all the big
yep.
ones we used to play there. And that place was just so electric. They were hanging over the glass. You couldn't hear yourself think. So, yeah, it was great memories for me, and I, you know, I try to explain to the kids, listen, there's been some unbelievable hockey games played on the ice surface you're about to go on, and, you know, create a memory tonight. You know, have some fun, create a memory, and just basically have fun with it, you know. And we played, again, we were struggling with goals. Lexington must have iced the puck at least 20 times. I mean, we were just all over them. We just couldn't score. We were down 1-0, I think, with 6 minutes to go, and then we scored two quick ones in like 2 minutes. And then we make a costly mistake, but it ended up in a tie. It was a great game. It was up and down, but, you know, I know the kids had fun, and that, and again, the bottom line, that was our objective, and I think we achieved that.
Dale, you know, with all the levels that you've played at, how do you get to the point that you're at to explain to kids, or at least to show the kids, the tremendous culture that there is with hockey in Eastern Massachusetts and with college hockey and with Winthrop hockey? In other words, what I'm saying is the importance of playing at BU without these kids. Some of them probably have never even heard of Walter Brown and so on. But you as you said, you built a great memory for these guys, and it's something that your teams are going to look at. And it's much more, Coach, than playing in the Northeastern Conference or just playing to win a game. It's about teaching kids what life is about, I think. I hope I'm not over-exaggerating here, but it's just so cool to do that.
Yeah, it is. And you know, like Derek and I were talking the other night before our game, you know, we're probably the last two that are really keeping this tradition alive on the North Shore, you know, and we take a lot of pride in it. Somebody sent me a picture of the old Lynn Arena the other day, and it was awesome. I mean, inside, outside, it just brought back so many memories, and that's what we had as kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was like the garden to us, you know. It was,
oh, yeah.
And that's what I think that's what I miss the most about playoff time. It's this, you know, all the off-site rinks. I wish we could have kept the schoolboy hockey tournament in the Boston Garden.
Yeah.
So, game after game after game, the Matinons, the Winthrops, the Burlingtons, the Wakefield, you know, all the way down Needham, Braintree. I mean, you went to the Garden, you watched five unbelievable games. It's that was your goal, to get to the Garden. And you really, really, everything was predicated on that.
I remember South Boston, when Southie was so big at the Garden. I think Marblehead played Southie, yeah.
Huge. Yeah, huge. And now, you know, there's different sites, there's different leagues, there's different, you know, I know the Super 8's not there anymore, but, you know, it was a true hockey mecca in New England, and everybody played for their own towns, and everybody, that's what we're trying to do, is create memories while keeping our tradition going.
I think it's great, yeah.
You know,
yeah, you guys have done that all over in the Northeastern Conference, Cape Ann League, and it continues. And, Coach, you know, back to your team, 8-0-1. Tell me about the Lexington game, because you guys are matching up against a D1 school.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we played well. We were just all over them. Just again, we couldn't score. And like I said, I mean, they iced the puck at least 15 to 20 times, and we couldn't buy one. And it's been a little bit of a struggle that way. And but, you know, that's what we're going to get. We're going to get tight games. Every game's a playoff game for us in essence of how we have to play, because it's that one mistake you make that can cost you. So, you know, we try to practice that way. We try to recognize all the things that we need to do. But it was a great game. We were being down for as much as we were fortunate to get the tie. But it was a hard-fought game against a D1 team, but, you know, I really liked the way we played. We played with pace, but we just couldn't bury.
All right, before we look at Masco, Dale, if you would, please, tell me about two guys who are big on the score sheet here, Mike Holgerson and one of your captains, Billy Hayes. Tell me about those two kids.
They're exceptional. I mean, they're the glue to the team. I mean, Petey's dynamic, you know, but Petey's getting a lot of play from these two guys as far as getting the puck, you know. Hoagie's been snake bitten. I mean, Hoagie could have, you know, at least 7 or 8 more goals, but he's snake bit a little bit, but he's getting his looks, he's getting his opportunities, so they will come. And Billy's just a force on the blue line. He's a great leader, mans the power play. I mean, he hardly ever comes off. He's sort of like our Ray Bourque.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves it. He takes a lot of pride in it. And those two guys right there are really the engines of this team. I mean, you know, Pete's getting a lot of the points, and he deserves it. He's burying his chances. But these are the guys that are, you know, really the glue. Billy's just phenomenal in all three zones, and Hoagie is going to continue to, you know, to make strides and on both sides of the puck. But without those two, yeah, I mean, it's just not the same team.
Dale, finally, one more question before we go to Masco. The physical size of kids in high school, you know, they're maturing. They change from year to year. I think the biggest change is from sophomore to junior. What about the physicality of these kids? How does that fit in terms of skating ability and stuff like that? Because there's growth, there's change. How does that all come together, and how big are these kids?
Oh, they're big, and you can't underestimate the jump. I mean, I have a freshman playing for me right now. Got his first goal at Walter Brown the other night, and he could have had three. His name's Joe Pumford, really, really good little player. And I brought him along. You know, we're bringing our freshmen along. They practice with us. But now they're starting to earn ice time. And he got hit the other night, and he got his bell rung a little bit, but he was right back out there. And that, you know, now you're talking, you know, a 15-year-old to an 18-year-old.
Right.
18-year-old. It's a huge jump, and they're physically more developed, obviously. They're used to the pace of the play. But, you know, you have to, the game is so fast today, you really have to be able to, you know, protect yourself. And these kids are basically coming out of youth hockey. So it's a huge jump. And, you know, I commend all the young players out there that are able to sustain it, because it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these games, you know, the Gloucester games, they're physical, tough hockey games. And it can be overwhelming. But, you know, I think there's so much skill now at the younger levels that these kids are able to make that jump, and it's nice to see.
Wow. Coach, all right, Masco, they have really blossomed this year. They're doing really well. Big game for you guys, and you got to go up to Haverhill.
Yeah, late one up in Haverhill. But, hey, road mentality, keep it simple. Chip bucks in, chip bucks out, stay out of the box. You know, we know it's going to be a really hard-fought game, and hopefully we don't make any mistakes that are going to cost us. Stay out of the box. That's all we ask. I do not plan against any other team. I don't care who's on their team. You know, I'll find the matchup. But I worry, you know, our concerns are with our own team. And we'll adjust to anybody. But as long as we're coming out with a fast start, we're playing, you know, on the right side of things. We're taking our men. We're playing small hockey. You know, we can play against anybody, and we just want a chance to win at the end of the game, and our goaltending has certainly given us that. So I expect nothing else but a real big conference game that's going to probably come down to the end, and hopefully we can be on the right side of it.
All right, we're halfway through the season or beyond. And finally, Dale, how do you grade your team at this point if you have to say, okay, this is what we need to improve on and so on, but what kind of grade, a report card, would you give your kids at the halfway point?
Well, you know, I tell our kids they don't pass out trophies in January. You know, we're in first place. You know, we're number one in Division IV. It's a nice thing, but it's on paper. Okay, that's all paper stuff. We need to come out and just keep proving ourselves and growing as a team every game. And, you know, I tell them we don't play records, we don't play reputations, we play hockey. And let's just come out every day. I mean, certainly if you look at our record, you know, yeah, it's nice to say we're probably in the B-plus or B category. But, you know, that's not where we're not happy with where we are now. We concern ourselves, again, with trying the big picture, growing into a solid playoff team. We've had some tough exits the past couple of years. Upset, and we remind them of that every time we scrimmage. We'll scrimmage those situations. We don't want to be going home again off a mistake that we know that we should not be making. So, again, we're growing as a team. Kids are getting more minutes, and as long as we keep moving forward, you know, that's all we can ask. So it's nice to be in number one, but with that comes a price, and we know it. So we'll prepare for it.
What's the absolute strength of your team, Coach? Because it's a stupid question, because I know you're going to end up saying defense, the way your kids play defense all over the ice.
You know, believe it or not, it's got nothing to do with on ice. I think the reason why we're so successful is off ice. These kids do absolutely everything together. And I'll give you an example. Like tonight, I walked to our locker room leaving, and I didn't like the way it looked. I texted our captains, and there was one locker I particularly didn't like. They made the kid come back and clean it. So, you know, it's about paying attention to detail, but it's the culture that our older kids have built. Our leaders are really, really matured into that, and they treat all the young kids good. There's no, you know, hazing or banter or anything like that. Again, they genuinely have fun. They eat dinners together. They go to everything's together. So I think that just helps on ice. I mean, skill-wise, yeah, we're pretty good. But I think it's all the off-ice stuff they do together and how they treat each other and generally want the best for each other, that selfless mentality. I think that's what's winning hockey games for us.
I think it's called Winthrop pride.
Well, we take a lot of pride in our program, so we're trying to teach them. They're continuing a tradition that was built long before them and will be long after them. And, you know, I told them the other day when we were playing Gloucester, go out and create a memory. You know, go out and keep creating memories. And, you know, and they have been. So as long as it's fun for everybody, it's a good atmosphere to have. But, you know, we prepare, you know, the same way every day, whether our record, it doesn't even matter our record. We prepare every day the same.
Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.